You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Look, we can't do a business show without talking about the shopping and the frenzy around shopping this weekend. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Honestly, it can be a little repetitive to just talk about deals every year. So we're going to take a look at some of the big trends in the holiday shopping landscape. For that, we've got Jason Del Rey, an editor at Recode. And they recently published a story saying more people will do holiday shopping on mobile this year than on desktops. That seems like a game changer, is it?
It is and it isn't. So it is because people are doing more and more research on their phones and also actually making transactions. And so, you know, if you don't have at least a decent presence on mobile, you're missing out. On the other hand, there's still a big gap between what's called the conversion rate in purchases between desktop and mobile. In short, that basically means out of every 100 visitors to a site on desktop, more of them actually complete a purchase than they do on mobile. And that's still because, you know, there's a smaller screen on mobile. It's harder to enter your credit card credentials. And also it's just, you know, typically harder to navigate mobile web pages than it is desktop. That's gotten better over the last few years, but there are still a lot of companies that need to do work there.
You know, we do these shopping stories around these holiday weekends almost every year. The thing that stood out to me this year was your story about mobile shopping. But I'm wondering, you know, you edit this stuff. What stands out to you this year?
One of the big things that stands out is the fact that companies are treating Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and in fact, the whole weekend, sort of the same way. They want to have strong deals the whole time, and both in-store and online, to capture as many sales as possible. And so you sort of see a, you know, you may have some deals that pop up just on given day, but a lot of them will be available throughout the entirety of the weekend.
Is there a difference between, say, your primarily e-commerce business, you know, Stitch Fix or Glossier, which, you know, sells makeup aimed at millennials and skincare? Is there a difference in how those startup-y businesses handle this versus your giants like Best Buy?
Well, you know, when you look at the startup companies, a lot of them try to take a really different tact because they need to compete effectively. You know, they have a smaller audience, so they ideally know them better. So in some cases, there's a company called Everlane, which sells men's and women's clothing online. On Black Friday, they publicize that they donate a percentage of their sales to a given cause. And so I think last year it was, you know, to buy helmets for their factory workers in an Asian country who most of them take scooters to work but don't have helmets. And so, you know, that's sort of a little hook. You know, it's somewhat marketing. It's somewhat, you know, really trying to do a good thing. But we see some of those little hooks to try to connect and break through with customers in an authentic way.
Speaking of breaking through, you know, if you're a customer, there's just so much out there, from kind of the traditional doorbuster craziness to, you know, the ads that are following you around on the internet. Is there a way to figure out, like, what's actually a deal?
There's no easy answer to this. I can say on Amazon, there specifically, there are several tools you can use that show you the price history of an item. There are a bunch. One's called Camel, Camel, Camel. There's another one called Honey, H-O-N-E-Y. There's another one I've been using called Keepa. That's K-E-E-P-A. And so at a minimum, you will see whether this item over the last month or 2 months has been at this price before, or maybe even lower. And so if it has, perhaps it'll come back. And if you don't have the money now or don't want to make the purchase now, maybe you have a shot in the future. That company called Honey also has a new feature that allows you to notify you when a price drops on a given product on Amazon. So Amazon specific, there are some ways. When you go out broader, it gets much trickier, unfortunately.
How big is the Thanksgiving season and heading into the Christmas and holiday season? You know, how big is it for the retail industry as a whole this year?
So starting with the Thanksgiving weekend, going through the end of the year, it can make up anywhere from 30 to 40% of sales for the whole year for a company. So I mean, it's that pretty much says it all. It's a huge weekend, and so the balancing act you want to see from retailers is, you know, they want to get people in their door. They want to get their loyal people. They want to get new people in the door, and they want to really take advantage of this time. But can you do it in a way that's either slightly profitable or a little break even, so that again, you're not looking at digging yourself out from a profitability perspective and not being able to sort of even support discounts the following year?
Jason Del Rey is a senior editor for commerce at Recode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.